Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, we're just throwback Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Steve Cypress here, and I have a question for you. Have you ever heard of someone by the name of Walter Hunt? Well, now, it's kind of a common name, so perhaps you have, but have you heard of an inventor named Walter Hunt who was born in the 18th century? Well, he invented a bunch of things. One of the very first, earliest sewing machines that included a needle with an eye in it, so apparently, and got in some real battle with Elias Howe, who is well known to be the inventor of the sewing machine. Walter Hunt invented a type of a fountain pen, an ice plow, some kind of a rifle, a whole bunch of stuff. And one of the things he invented in 1846, he got a patent number 6,841 or something, talking about way back. Patents are way up in the millions now. Number 6,800 something. Anyway, he got a patent for a sewing pin, which reportedly the ancient Romans had a type of sewing pin, just didn't have a spring in it. And Walter Hunt's had a little spring in it. And so there became the invention patented for the sewing pin. Now, here's the deal. Walter Hunt, being an inventor, was basically broke. And so he was about 53 years old. And he owed somebody $15, which to him was like an insurmountable figure. And he figured he had to invent something. And then he sold it for what to him was an astronomical amount of $400. He sold all future rights to sewing pins for $400. And in the nearly two centuries since, 180 years or so, who knows how many millions or billions of sewing pins have been sold all around the world, none of which Walter Hunt or any of his descendants saw a penny from. And in fact, I tried to look up the exact number of sewing pins sold or the exact amount of revenue of selling sewing pins. Couldn't find it anywhere. Went to ask good old ChatGPT, because ChatGPT, I realized, can search the internet and already has much quicker than I can. And ChatGPT had no idea and gave me several very comical responses, as ChatGPT and all AI often does, evading the question over and over that the amount must be significant and substantial and tremendous. And all these, I was like, yeah, what's the number? Well, that's hard to tell, but it's substantial. I'm like, by substantial, what do you mean specifically? That it's significant. All right, so nobody knows, but I'm guessing it's more than $400 worth, right? I'm guessing it's millions and millions and possibly billions of dollars. So, you know, if you watch, if you're an entrepreneur, hopefully you watch a Shark Tank show or you watch replays on YouTube, wherever you can find them. Fantastic show for entrepreneurs, just to learn from the four or five billionaires, basically, that are always on the panel, sometimes more, if they have some guests on there. What kind of questions they ask, you should be asking yourself about your own business to determine the value, because that's what investors are looking to determine, is the value of a company. So, of course, they'll always, after the big song and dance presentation made for TV, of course, they will always ask the question, okay, everything sounds great and that's fun and it's wonderful. What are your sales? Or do you have any sales? Or tell me about the sales. Give me the numbers. So, of course, that's the most important question. But also, you will see a whole lineup of inventors coming on that show and not getting deals, despite having fantastic, useful, great, fun, exciting, sounds lucrative inventions. I mean, the sharks will say things like, this isn't a business, it's a product. Or it's too early for me to invest. Or there's too much competition. Who knows if you'll make any money? Or things like that. And so being an inventor, I mean, that's just a tough way. You want to be innovative in your business. You always want to be coming up with new things and new offers and new products and new services and new messaging and new ways to sell new things to new people. Sure, you want to be doing that. But being an inventor, man, that's tough. There's a saying, in the business marketing world that you can always tell the pioneers, because just like the U.S. 19th century Manifest Destiny, Go West Young Man pioneers, a lot of them ended up face down in the dirt with arrows in their back. Like that's, and others were, you know, eaten by bears and drowned in rivers and froze in lakes and froze in the snow and starved to death and you name it, died of sicknesses with no doctors around. I mean, being a pioneer, an inventor, just a risky, 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 tough, tough, challenging, challenging, who knows way to make a living. The better way, still not without its risk, of course, because we're entrepreneurs or business owners, but far less risky, is to find something that... we're back again. That'll be my cue that time to end it with the very spotty internet service we get up here in the mountains. I don't want to leave it on that note, letting you know that the better thing to do is find something that already works, that somebody's already done. It's got a proof of concept.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.